Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. We've got a lot to get into here today. There is a very, very busy weekend upcoming. We've got, obviously, the Survivor Series. We have NXT TakeOver War Games. We have a UFC show. We've got the New Japan Tag Team Tournament. So much stuff to talk about. We've also got everything that happened over the last several days. Everything that went down with Becky Lynch and Daniel Bryan, SmackDown, Raw, the concussion, the whole nine yards, Nia Jax, whatever's on your mind. Today would be a good day to give us a call. 844-411-5411. That is toll-free, 844-411-5411. Text messages, 425-780-7566. Yesterday, hundreds of text messages I was unable to get to. So if you'd like to try again today, I will get to as many as I can. There's not a lot of news today, so a lot of time for feedback. And we will be joined in the second segment of the show by Dave Meltzer, who's got a lot to talk about from the newest edition of the Wrestling Observer newsletter, including the story that he talked about there and we talked about here, the likelihood that WrestleMania is going to be Ronda Rousey versus Becky Lynch. How are they going to get there? What are they going to do with Brock Lesnar? What's the Mania card going to be? Usually by this point, not every year, but often by this point, we got a pretty good idea about what the top matches for WrestleMania are going to be. Right now, all we've got are Ronda Rousey and Becky Lynch. And for all we know, that could change. Who's Brock Lesnar going to wrestle? Who's Triple H going to wrestle if he'd even make it back? What's Batista going to do? Randy Orton. All of the big stars from both brands. Seth Rollins. Will Roman Reigns be back? What's Braun Strowman going to do? Nakamura. A lot of questions heading into WrestleMania season. So we can talk about that on the show today. I got full lineups for SmackDown as well as TakeOver. We got another match for the TakeOver show that won't be airing on TakeOver, but it will be taped at the TakeOver show. Lots to get into. Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
You get a shiver in the dark. It's raining in the park. But meantime, sound of the river, you're stopping your home.
Our friends at Transatlantic Real Estate have created a unique investment opportunity that combines legal marijuana and crowdfunding. Now, after you let that sink in for a second, think about the growing momentum around legal marijuana in this country. It's been all over the ballot. If you are an investor, there has never been a better time to get in the game. However, as markets grow, so does the barrier to entry, which means it will take millions, if not billions, to invest, not to mention the risk of starting a new venture. That's what makes this opportunity so special. Transatlantic Real Estate is different. They buy land that supports marijuana grow operations and lease it to licensed, high-paying tenants. Did you get that? You're investing in the landlord of a licensed marijuana farm. The best part is, they're using crowdfunding to make it easy for the average person to get in before they take the company public. So, for a limited time, you can invest as little as $300 up to $10,000. To invest, go to marijuanastock.org. That's marijuanastock.org. Get in the game. Do it now.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We've got a lot of feedback over the last couple of days. If you want to text us here today, 844-411-5411, phone number. Actually, I'm sorry, I got that backwards. The phone number, 844-411-5411. Text message is 425-780-7566. All of these numbers on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. Couple of quick news notes here before we go. The Survivor Series card we read yesterday, we can go over it later if you want. It is unchanged as of right now. The big question mark on the show is there is a Team Raw, Team SmackDown 5-on-5 women's elimination match. SmackDown only has four women. There is a mystery woman. And so we'll see if that means there's going to be an NXT call-up. Or if for some reason they just didn't decide to announce a fifth woman. I don't know why. I mean, to me, it makes more sense it's going to be a mystery person. Someone coming back or someone being called up. So that's the one big mystery on Survivor Series. The NXT show the night before, nothing has changed. Although there is now a pre-show match, which they are taping for next week's NXT television. It is Matt Riddle versus Cassius Ohno. So if you're going to the show live, that's a hell of a show you got there waiting for you. Ciampa, Velveteen Dream, Aleister Black, Johnny Gargano, Undisputed Era versus the War Raiders, Pete Dunne and Rick Shane, a War Games match, Shayna versus Kairi Sane, Bets of Three Falls, and Matt Riddle versus Cassius Ohno. That is a hell of a card right there. We'll see if Survivor Series can match it. And that's it really for the news. The WrestleMania 35 on-sale party that was supposed to take place today, there might have been news coming out of that, canceled due to, quote, expected inclement weather. So all those matches I wanted to see the other day that I talked about, Rhea Ripley, Casey Catanzaro, Matt Riddle, Cassius Ohno, not taking place. It's a sad day.
There's no place to move a ring inside?
Nope, apparently not. Who knows what this inclement weather is? Maybe
I got it outside my house right now.
Maybe it's not even safe inside for all I know.
Yeah, Winter Storm Avery.
We'll see. I got to read this here because I just have to.
Oh, yeah?
I've been working on a book, everybody.
I don't know if you've heard.
100 Things Every WWE Fan Should Know or Do Before They Die. I've been writing a lot of history of all things, of various people. So I am fit to answer the following question here. Was this Becky Lynch's Austin 316 moment? No. I'll tell you why. Everybody remembers, they think they remember, the turning point that was the King of the Ring in 1996 when Steve Austin told Jake Roberts, I forget the exact line, but it was, you preach your John 316.
Thump your Bible.
Thump your Bible. Yeah. Austin 316 says, I just kicked your ass.
Whooped.
Okay, whatever he said. The point of this is, so I've watched all of these Raws and Nitros from 95 on, and it's funny the way memories remember things. That Austin 316 promo that he cut, the next day on Raw, Steve Austin was just another dude.
Fact.
And, you know, a few weeks later, you would see an Austin 316 sign here, an Austin 316 sign there. It was not that promo that rocketed Steve Austin to superstardom. It actually was the feud with Bret Hart in the fall of 1996, months later, where Austin and Bret were building up to the Survivor Series match they had, which was a hell of a match, by the way. Everybody remembers the I Quit match. But that Survivor Series match with Austin and Bret Hart, that match was awesome. In fact, in some ways, I liked that match better than the I Quit match. But anyway, the promos they did, Steve Austin during that period, that was Austin's 316 moment. So, if Becky Lynch had an Austin 316 moment, it would have been last summer, where she was winning and winning and winning, and everybody was starting to get behind her, but she had not skyrocketed yet like she did at SummerSlam. So, no, that was not her 316 moment.
Well, what you can do, though, is you can notch it as a turning point.
You know what it could have been?
The high watermark.
The Raw moment on Monday with the pull apart and the blood and everything else.
Yeah.
I mean, she's not Steve Austin, everybody. I watch Steve Austin every week. Becky Lynch isn't even close to where Steve Austin was during his peak.
Well, it's not really a fair comparison.
If you compare it to today, yes, she's Steve Austin today. We're at a much lower level today. But if you want to make a comparison, Monday on Raw would have been the equivalent to Steve Austin shoving Mike Tyson, also on Raw, which led to a giant pull-apart. That's your comparison.
I'll be okay with that. I'm fine with that. And look, this story is still being told, so there's going to be a lot of points here, at least hopefully there's going to be a lot of points here that we can look back on. I mean, another turning point was when she gave it to Charlotte and the crowd cheered, you know, and the crowd went nuts. And then her reaction coming out, you know, to cut that, what has now been cut up and changed, you know, the promo in history, you know, as far as her running down fans and, you know, you were never behind me. I mean, all that has now been lost to history. But when you look at that, I mean, that moment with the crowd behind her and chanting her name, I mean, there's going to be a lot of points here that we go on this story. I mean, the fact that there is any rumor at all that they have changed Mania around where they are looking at Ronda Rousey and Becky Lynch is really something else. So, I mean, hopefully we got a longer way to go here because this thing is still on the rise. No matter what you think about Becky Lynch, there is something behind her. Even if you don't think she's the best worker in the world or whatever it is that you don't like about Becky Lynch, the fact of the matter is they need stars, they need attention, and they need big matches the same way all sports like boxing and wrestling and MMA do. It all works the same way. You need this stuff. So let's continue to see where this thing takes us.
Or says, maybe Kyrie loses to Shayna at TakeOver, debuts as the mystery team member. Or, speculation here, speculation alert, maybe it's Shayna. Because think about this, everybody. The big match on Sunday, the big singles match for the women, is the captains of the horsewomen teams. It is the WWE Four Horsewomen Captain Charlotte against the MMA Four Horsewomen Captain Ronda Rousey. And if you are planning, if I'm WWE, and I'm planning to do Ronda Rousey versus Becky Lynch at WrestleMania, it's November. We have December, January, February, and all of March. We have four and a half months, basically, before WrestleMania. How are you going to keep that hot for 4.5 months? Just have them on separate shows doing whatever they're doing and calling each other out every now and then on social media? Or you could do your Four Horsewomen feud. We already had Becky hugging Charlotte. They're back together again, apparently. And Ronda Rousey, Shayna Baszler. Shayna could cost Charlotte the match. Start building up that way. There's a lot of things that you could do if you want to do that feud now and use that to build up towards Ronda versus Becky as the big final match at WrestleMania. I don't know if they're going to do that. Speculation. But it is definitely what I'd do. Am I allowed to say that? It's what I'd do.
That's what you would do. Have you had enough matches to give that that thought?
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
I have a prediction for the Survivor Series. Who the first people that will be eliminated on each team will be. I predict The Miz will be the first one. Carmella will be the first one for her team. I'll pick The Ascension for the tag team match. What's your prediction and Uncle Davey's prediction?
Why do you think this will be, Ryan? Is there some sort of hidden code?
No, it's not a hidden code. I think it's a build-up between the Shane and Miz match at WrestleMania with them being eliminated first. And Carmella, I think they're sort of making her look like a geek before a truce. I could see her going out, and Ascension's always been sort of geeks. Mm. So that's my logic on that.
Interesting. Well, you know, he's not wrong about the geek scale there.
Do they give prop bet odds anywhere on who gets the
they should
eliminated?
Yeah. They should. They should
go,
do.
Ryan.
They should do bets on eliminations. Imagine the money you could make if you called every single one right. That'd be crazy.
Oh man, parlay Survivor Series betting.
And by the way, I mean, where are we getting this idea that it's Miz versus Shane at Mania? I mean, maybe it is. But again, Mania,
we threw that out there. Maybe somebody then reported it as fact.
Well, dude, Mania is 4 months away. I mean, that could be a TLC match. That could be a Royal Rumble match. Like, all of these ideas that people have for feuds right now that are going to headline WrestleMania, what the hell are we going to do in the next 4 months? Some of these have to take place at TLC and places in between. Back in a moment with Big Dave, Wrestling Observer Live.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Dave Meltzer joining us here today. We got a lot of news to talk about coming out of the new issue of The Observer, which is up right now for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. The big story everyone's talking about, which we've actually been talking about for a few days now, Ronda Rousey, Becky Lynch for WrestleMania. Is that what it's looking like, Dave?
That's definitely the plan as of today. I mean, you know how that goes. But we're in November, and usually the November plans for main events stick. I mean, there's sometimes, you know, there's injury changes, and sometimes Vince just changes his mind. This one looks pretty solid, though. I mean, you know, you never know, but cause it looks like it's a logical match anyway. So, you know, I mean, anything else would kind of not be the logical match.
Well, Dave, let me ask you this. There was a lot of talk, you know, when people start speculating about Ronda Rousey and Charlotte Flair. Boy, that would look great as an actual WrestleMania main event. Does Ronda Rousey and Becky Lynch still fit up there as a possible show-closing WrestleMania main event?
Possible, for sure. I mean, it's different. The Ronda Rousey-Charlotte Flair thing would be playing off Ric Flair being kind of a cultural icon and his daughter, and Ronda Rousey being a cultural icon. Becky Lynch, obviously, is not nearly as famous as Ric Flair or probably even Charlotte Flair, but she's bigger with wrestling fans. And, you know, she's kind of caught fire in a lot of ways. So it's just different. I mean, the idea of Ric Flair going out there promoting this thing, you know, there were ways that match would be real, real big. But this match will be big in a different way. And it's just circumstances worked out the way they did. I mean, the irony of everything, you know, it's funny how wrestling in life works, is that her getting that concussion was the greatest thing that ever happened to her. Because, you know, she'd have been in this match in Survivor Series, and Charlotte Flair would have gotten the match in WrestleMania, and it could have been the first women's main event in WrestleMania history, which would be kind of a milestone in professional wrestling, and Becky Lynch is going to get that milestone and be remembered for it. So, a concussion and a broken nose isn't the greatest thing in the world, but for her career, it was, you know, things... Steve Austin's neck injury, in many ways, was the best thing. I mean, it wasn't because it curtailed his career at the end, but I think that because he couldn't wrestle, he was booked in a unique way, and that made him big. And it, wrestling works in weird ways.
With Becky and Ronda, earlier on, you sent a tweet out about Ronda responded to somebody and compared her to Johnny Valentine. Can you try to explain that, I guess, for people that would never have known who Johnny Valentine was other than the father of Greg?
Okay, so Johnny Valentine's motto was, I can't convince you that wrestling's real, but I can sure try to convince you that I'm real. And I think that Ronda Rousey's mentality is the same in the sense that she's not going to go on talk shows and tell you all of wrestling's real, but she's going to pretend that her angles are very serious, and she's going to, you know, go in social media and treat them like they're serious, and she's going to go on talk shows and treat them like they're serious. So that's the Johnny Valentine comparison.
So can you kind of, or how much information do you sort of have about the from SummerSlam through today? I mean, obviously SummerSlam, the idea was Becky was going to be a heel, Charlotte would be the face. It would lead to Charlotte and Ronda. I mean, clearly after a while, they gave up on the Becky heel turn thing. I mean, she's clearly just being pushed as a babyface now. I mean, when did all of this change?
It's an evolving process. I think the first, you know, you can tell watching the TV for the first couple of weeks they were fighting, and then one day it was kind of like, this fight's not working, so let's go with it. You know, and in the end, it's like, we lucked into it. She's a bigger star than she was before. And, you know, they'll do the Daniel Bryan thing. 5 years from now, it's like, we manipulated you. It was our idea all along. And people will even, some people will even believe that.
Do you think there's any disappointment on the side of Charlotte? I mean, there has to be, that now she's no longer getting that Mania main event?
There has to be. I mean, it's the breaks of the game. But, yeah, I mean... Yeah, there has to be. I mean, they're legit friends. So, and she's getting a main event with Ronda this weekend. You know, unfortunately, it didn't have a big buildup. It didn't have the buildup that it could have had. It, in that sense, it's too soon for it. It's not the right time for it. And they're going to have to put it together in a very short period of time. So, but you know, that's what happens. You're in the business, and that's what happens. Sometimes things are thrown at you, and you've got to. You've got to react, and that's just how the breaks are. You know, they're both put under pressure. Ronda's good under pressure, so you know, we'll see what happens.
What about Nia?
Nia, I don't know. I don't really know what to say about Nia. I mean,
Is anybody else saying anything about Nia that you know of?
Is there any heat on Nia?
There's heat on Nia, yeah. I mean, look, it's like if she never hurt anyone before and this is the first time an accident's happened, it's one thing. But it's not. You know, this is not an isolated incident. And, you know, I mean, honest to God, I mean, the most dangerous thing on that Raw show was perpetrated by Brock Lesnar, not Nia Jax. But, you know, it didn't end up with an injury. But having said that, that's not a defense of Nia. Nia's hurt too many people. I mean, she's big, and when you throw with that weight, and, you know, like punches with that weight, working punches, but you don't want to look soft. It's tough. I mean, big guys in pro wrestling have that same problem. I mean, a lot of, like, real big guys, either they throw stuff that looks really weak and fake and soft, or sometimes they hurt people because they're so big and strong. I mean, it's part of it, but, you know, you have to work safe. You have to work safer. I mean, again, if it was like a one-time thing, it's one thing. But, you know, and I watched that clip back over and over to see if, like, maybe Becky moved her head, but she didn't.
No.
You know, it really was. She just got whacked, and she nailed her nose, and it shouldn't have happened. I mean, stuff like that happens, but it's happened too much with Nia.
I'm going to get people mad at me about this, but I don't care. So the Brock thing was terrible, all right? But I don't know if it's the same Singh brother, but this happened with Randy Orton as well, where Randy went to give the guy a back suplex under the table.
Oh, on the table? He could have gotten hurt real bad on that.
Exactly.
Too.
So to me, I don't hold that against Brock in the sense that when Brock throws these suplexes, I mean, 9 times out of 10, he's in the ring with a Braun Strowman, a Kane, these big dudes who they're not going to go up very high for his Germans. And he's in there with the Singh brothers, who, number one, they're much lighter than he's used to throwing. And number two, I mean, as we saw from the Randy Orton thing, they're two guys that they'll go up for you. They're used to working smaller people, and they're going to go up. So when you have a guy who's going to go up for you, and you're not used to throwing a guy that small up, he goes 15 feet in the air. It happened with Randy Orton. It happened with Brock Lesnar. I'm not blaming the Singh brother at all. I'm just saying.
He wanted to go over, too.
No, your point's right. No, as soon as I watched that, before he even landed on his head, my first thought was Brock is used to throwing people so much heavier, and this guy is so light that he's getting launched, and then he lands right on his head. And it is what it is. Yeah, you know, your point's right. It isn't like it was a malicious thing or anything like that. It's, you know, he's used to, you know, being in there with, you know, whether even AJ Styles, you know, who Brock was in before, is a much bigger guy, let alone a Samoa Joe or a Braun Strowman or a Roman Reigns, who are, you know, probably 120 to 220 pounds heavier than Sunil Singh.
So the rest of the WrestleMania card is up in the air. I mean, really, there's only a few matches talked about right now.
I just don't know what they are yet. I think that in time, we'll start figuring out. Obviously, Triple H and Batista was a major match at WrestleMania, and that's in jeopardy, certainly. I don't know. I don't want to say 100% it's out, but it's certainly going to be tough to make it by then.
And they can obviously do the Batista-Randy Orton match.
They could do that, yeah. I don't think that, you know, I wouldn't be that excited over a Batista-Randy Orton match. I'm just, you know, I mean, and I don't know that I would be super excited about Triple H, but there is a history and there is a story, and Batista did a great job in that thing. I guess he could still do a great job with Randy Orton, and Randy Orton is still a star. You could, I don't know. But I just remember we got Batista and Randy Orton, you know, was supposed to be the main event at WrestleMania several years ago, and granted, times have changed, and Batista's a much bigger star now, but that wasn't very interesting to people.
God, it's going to be so bizarre when they go back to video packages and it's the thumbs down of Triple H, where it's like young babyface Randy Orton gets dumped on his back from Batista, you know, leads to the attack. And like all these years later, hardened Randy Orton and Batista, it is rather bizarre. It really is. I know we talked about The Undertaker and Kane and all that stuff, but I mean, it's amazing what happens when they can't go back to this stuff anymore. Will there ever be a time they can't?
Well, there's going to be a new generation of guys that they go back to. And nostalgia is part of the business. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, sometimes they over-rely on it for sure. And, you know, and again, they are struggling with creating that level star. But you know what? It's like their stars now are bigger than Kane. But Kane's really just there because he's Undertaker's brother. You know, and it's not like they've created they haven't created new Undertakers. I mean, they haven't done that, or new Shawn Michaels, really. Not so much.
Got a question.
You know, like, again, 15 years from now, maybe AJ Styles, you know, can be that guy. Maybe Randy Orton can be that guy. People remember people way different later. I mean, they brought Sting back, and people remembered Sting a lot different than they did when Sting was, you know, around, you know, when he was in TNA. You know what I'm saying? He all of a sudden became this mythical character. He was in TNA for 10 years, and he was a star, but it wasn't any big deal. So, you know, I mean, nostalgia, you know, the guys from now, Samoa Joe, who knows, some of these guys may end up being looked upon back. Daniel Bryan, for sure, is bigger than they were when they were around.
All right, we got to head to a break. Dave, I want to thank you so much for doing the show today. WrestlingObserver.com for the New Observer. Back in a moment, Wrestling Observer Live. Part of the reason I ain't gonna stop. Against the odds, I went hard until I popped. Came from the bottom and now I'm standing on top. I had dreams and now they all coming true.
Not getting the yardage you used to? Try some Blue Emu Continuous Spray or Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream now. Stop throwing Hail Marys at relief. Both are non-greasy, fast-acting, penetrative pain relief that works effectively to get down deep to the source of pain. Safe to use daily. No burning, no stinging, never greasy, and always odor-free. Blue Emu. It works fast and you won't stink. Available at retailers nationwide.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
This is Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor.
To tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience.
Treat yourself this holiday season and get live streaming of ROH on tour events like Honor Reigns Supreme.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events, out-of-print compilations,
50% off pay-per-views,
and more.
Or better yet,
go VIP and receive every major pay-per-view for free,
including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network. Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at ROHProShop.com on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to ROHHonorClub.com.
ROHHonorClub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
Watching the game? Think you know what's going to happen next? Well, it's about time you got paid for being right. Introducing WinView, the number one live TV sports prediction platform. Answer props during the game while competing against your friends and other fans, and you can win cash. Head to predictsports.tv to start playing now. And check out the weekly $10,000 Monday Night Football main event. That's predictsports.tv. Watch, predict, win at predictsports.tv.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. We got a lot of feedback to get into. The only people texting over the last couple of days, let's try and get into a lot of them here. Young Allen here says, Becky has a concussion. That is the only reason she hugged Charlotte. Oh, my dear Alan.
Stop it.
I see this all the time. People making up their own storylines for there to be anything resembling logic in WWE storylines. No, in fact, the reason that she hugged Charlotte is they just dropped the angle. And that's it. She's babyface now. We're just moving on.
We don't know that yet. They could add on to the story. They could try to, at least. I would appreciate that, even if it's a comment in passing, as if, you know, hey, we see this all the time. You go to battle with somebody, you know, they reconcile, they understand, they went through a hard battle, and, you know, all this stuff happening with Rhonda, you know, it's recentered their relationship, and it's, they don't really, they got a lot to work on, but you know what, that hug, it wasn't like some over crying hug or anything like that. It was a hug of respect. Go out there, punch her in the face, and I'll meet you back for this title later on. We good? We're good enough for now. Let's go.
Bert says, Becky versus Ronda at Mania, if it happens, the only ending that he wants to see is Becky wins or she refuses to tap out and passes out. Not somebody helps her win. He doesn't want to hear Cole saying, Becky wins, after somebody helped like she really won.
Not on this night.
I don't know if you're going to get it or not, buddy. I don't know. Any talk of Aleister Black going up this Monday, Tuesday? It feels like after this Gargano feud, there isn't much left from an NXT, although it would have made more sense as a stip match. Well, all I can tell you is historically, when folks get called up to the main roster, there's usually very little notice. Like, sometimes you know they're coming up for a while, like the Authors of Pain. They were coming up for like 6 months before they finally came up. And other times, I actually did hear about Noé José before he got called up, but it was Noé José. Very rarely is this sort of thing. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. I don't know.
Why
That's
was
my
Noé
point.
José
we'll
called up? It's just so. I know they wanted an opening match thing, but have they done that on the house show circuit?
But they don't. I don't think that had anything to do with it. I think it was just like, well,
he's big.
It's time to bring some guys up. He's big. He's charismatic. The people like him.
Yeah.
He gets called up. Vince has never watched the show before. He's like, who is this guy? He's got the rosebuds. Next thing you know, he's Adam Rose.
Well,
yeah, it's just the way things happen.
Hey, how disappointing. This is going to suck. But like, if it ends up being like Maria is the person on SmackDown in the match as opposed to somebody, because I think it should probably be somebody up from NXT. And I think the idea of Shayna is a great one for, you know, a variety of different reasons. And obviously her being a thorn in the side of Becky and Charlotte and even Asuka to a point, you know, as these next 4 months go on, I think it's a great idea. But like, you know, I think anybody else, if it ends up being Mandy Rose, isn't that a disappointment? I mean, really?
That's why I think it's not going to be her.
And that's why, you know, too, and I know they've made calls on Sundays and things like that because they went until the last minute and they've made unexciting ones on Sundays. But, like, if we hear, like, you know, tonight or Saturday or something like that, who it's going to be, I don't think that's a guarantee that person doesn't get laid out before Sunday either. You know what I mean? They may actually send a smokescreen up because it does seem like on the surface it would be Mandy Rose.
All right, so we got a Mandela effect deal going on here. Bert says there seems to be a discrepancy. I live in Central Standard Time. Raw faded to black at 10 o'clock sharp. Dave reported a 3-minute overrun. What's the issue? I don't know, because Fontaine said it went long too, and to me it ended right at the top of the hour. What the hell's going on here?
Well, let me see.
Are we living in two different timelines?
Let me see.
This is weird. Now, let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, Brian. How you doing?
What's up?
I have a prediction and I have a question for you. My prediction is that now, since Nia is the number one contender, supposedly, for Ronda's title, and now she has punched Becky in the face, now Becky and Ronda have a common enemy. I'm not saying I want them to do this, but I think there will be a pay-per-view between now and WrestleMania where it's Ronda and Becky versus Nia and Tamina. That's my prediction.
Ugh.
My question is...
That sounds horrible.
I know. I'm not saying it because I want it to happen. I'm just saying it's what
the problem
I...
Is, the problem, my friend, is when do you do that? Because, I mean, in storyline, this is the one time per year that Raw and SmackDown wrestlers face each other in matches.
Well, supposedly, but, you know, they could make anything up.
That's true.
Anyway,
it is fake.
My question is about something completely different. I actually liked the Daniel Bryan heel turn Tuesday night. I thought his act was kind of growing stale. He needed a change. But my only concern is that the babyface side of things on SmackDown is kind of... after AJ, the next biggest babyface is like Rey Mysterio or Jeff Hardy.
I told you, dude.
See them,
it's going to be The Miz.
Do what?
The Miz.
Oh, my God, no.
Dude,
oh,
isn't that not the first thing that everybody thought when The Miz was valiantly fighting to win the Best in the World trophy and he was forced out of it?
Well, I refused to let my mind go there. I was kind of hoping they would turn Samoa Joe since he's kind of got nothing going for him.
As great of a bad guy as he is, though, I mean, you need villains, and damn it, he's one of the only villains they got.
Well, but Miz is just such a bad babyface.
You know what, though? I got to tell you something here, my friend. I'm the first guy that's going to tell anybody that Miz is an absolute horrendous babyface, okay? He's one of the worst babyfaces I ever saw in my whole life. Not even exaggerating. The most annoying human being on the planet. But you know what? Filthy Tom and I watched Miz and Mrs. And he's the biggest babyface in the world on that show. To the point where I'm watching the show and I'm like, why is he a heel on the main show when Miz and Mrs. is airing? And there's a second season of Miz and Mrs. built around his life as a father and trying to do everything for his wife and child. I mean, if you're ever going to turn the dude babyface, like, now's the time. So we'll see.
And it is the holiday season, too, so we may get some airings of Santa's Little Helper.
What? Oh, with Miz?
The movie you did with Paige.
I totally forgot about that stupid movie. I never watched it.
Well, the Marine 6 is coming out with Becky, too. I mean, that's, I'm sure, the reason that, you know, they've jump-started her.
Bert says, I think Mysterio can easily be the second babyface, top babyface for SmackDown. He could, but the problem is he's 43 years old. And he has gotten a lot of injuries. So, I love Rey Mysterio. He'd be one of my top guys. I cannot rely on him as the number one or number two babyface on my brand. There's got to be somebody else.
Okay, I can tweet these screenshots out, okay? So, I got the end of Modern Family ending here before they do the little intro to Monday Night Raw. And I got it at the 22-second mark. And then the show ending with angry Ronda Rousey face. 3 hours and 15 seconds. So I don't know where the overrun came from.
I don't know what he's talking about.
I did not get any extra commercials. If somebody else did, like they got 3 minutes extra in their video or whatever it is, maybe their cable company's got a deal where they oversold their commercial slots for a top cable-rated program or something with USA. Maybe that's what it is, but that could be the only thing I could think of because most of us, at least from the people I've heard.
But hold on a second. A local commercial, whenever you have like a local commercial, it bumps its way over a national commercial. It's not added to the show.
I know, but
you can't add to a live show anyway.
Well, I know. I have no idea what it possibly could be, but like
I think his clock is off.
I guess, you know, the DVR ended up a little bit short, actually, on him or
something. Even Ryan in Cumberland here says the Raw show, and he is a numbers man, if ever there was one, ended at 11 p.m. Can't believe he didn't say 11 minutes, 11 seconds. What's wrong with you, Ryan? Get with the picture. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, Brian. Hey, Mike. So I had a prediction for WrestleMania this year for the main event. Or not the main event, but just a match. So we don't know what Brock is doing, I believe. Like, we don't know who he's facing. So I predict that Drew McIntyre
could be
face him at WrestleMania.
Very well could be.
And this is the kicker, though. He's going to defeat Brock Lesnar and become the new Universal Champion.
Well, actually, of all the things you said, that's the most likely. Whoever's facing Brock at Mania, Brock's contract goes through Mania. And Vince could always do his usual deal and sign him to another deal. But, I mean, at this moment, Brock's losing in Mania. Because last fight on his contract, last match, he should be putting somebody over. But, yeah, very well. It could be.
I don't see anybody else who can.
I mean, you could do, like I said last night on Observer Radio, you could do AJ Styles. I mean, it was supposed to be AJ and Brock at Survivor Series, and Heyman finagled his way out of it. And on Monday, they were talking about what a threat AJ was. You could very easily tell the story that Brock is avoiding AJ. You don't have to say he's scared of him. Like yesterday, it was, how can you say that Brock is scared of him? You don't have to say he's scared of him. He's just avoiding him.
Yeah.
He's not going to be able to avoid him on WrestleMania Sunday. First says, Miz is probably the most over he's ever been amongst fans. He might not be if he stops his heel mannerisms. Actually, he's not the most over he is among fans because I fight with Miz fans. And a couple of years ago, he was much more over. Now they like him, but You know, I don't see people clamoring for him.
They don't like him.
No, like a year ago. I don't know the exact time frame, but I mean, people were clamoring for him to be the world champion. He should be the top guy, this and that. I'm like,
you were also irrationally upset.
No, I wasn't. He was ruining matches. The point of this is, I don't see people clamoring right now for him to be the world champion.
No.
So he's
well,
not.
I don't think anybody really. I mean, look,
they
he's
were
world champion. They well, I mean. What is it? What does the belt really mean sometimes, depending on who it's on? I mean, him as a good guy, I think they want to see him and, you know, being entertaining and the witty promos. I mean, we are at a different time in wrestling. You know, a lot of it is the pop for the entrance and everything other than the wrestling. So whether that's right or not, obviously, to me and to you, I'm sure it's not all the time. But,
I mean,
you
hey.
Know,
think
That's
about
the
this.
Way it goes.
Think about this, okay? If Shane McMahon is turning heel, all right? If, as Dave says, this was a plan for a long time, Shane McMahon was going to win the World Cup, he's turning heel, it's going to be a slow turn, okay? Let's say that's the case, all right? Then why didn't Shane win the World Cup tournament over a babyface? Shane McMahon took the spot of The Miz, who went down with a knee injury and was begging to continue. He was begging to fight. Like, maybe they decided not to do it because they turned Daniel Bryan, or I don't know. Who even knows what's going on? But, like, if you watch WWE television and what they're doing and where they're going, it looks like Miz is going babyface. Who knows what'll happen? But that's sure as hell the way I saw it. Person notes, Raw finished at 4 a.m. UK on the dot. No overrun.
You won't be happy no matter what they do with Miz.
Yeah, I will. I'm totally fine with what he's doing right now. I wouldn't even care if he turned babyface. I advocate him turning babyface.
Miz and Daniel Bryan with the world title with more Maurice and more Brie does not hurt my feelings leading into WrestleMania either. If they decide to go in that direction, that wouldn't hurt my feelings at all.
Bruce says, with the Mania Party being canceled, it is at MetLife Stadium. There's no cover. It is 31 degrees and a 95% chance of snow.
Is the I guess the Brendan Burns not there with the old Meadowlands Arena? I mean, is there anything around they could have moved this thing? It's not like they didn't know Winter Storm was coming. You know what I'm saying?
This person here says, well, they did know it's coming. That's why they canceled it.
Well,
the fifth woman will be the returning triumphant Zelina Vega. Yeah, Zelina Vega, another victim of Nia, by the way, in that Evolution Battle Royal where Nia pressed a 90-pound... I'm not even sure she's 90 pounds, okay? She's like a little shorter than Marco Stunt and much skinnier, so she could be like 80 pounds. She pressed her overhead. All she had to do was throw her into Tamina's arms. But for some reason, she threw her wrong, and Zelina, who's 80 pounds, her knee hit Tamina in the face, and Zelina fell on her head and got a concussion.
Oops.
That, to me, is one of the prime offenses. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables
schools, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, so this fella here says, I have a web-based DVR from my college. The Raw bumper started at 30 seconds. The show ended at 3 hours and 15 seconds. So actually, it was 15 seconds under.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Did that with the math before.
He also notes, I've been listening to old Brian and Vinny NXT reviews. Have you thought of doing retro NXT reviews? Listening to your old reviews beforehand, like you go back to old newsletters. Actually, I don't listen to my old reviews of Nitro before I go back. Hilarious listening to some of your old thoughts on NXT guys compared to where they are now. Our thoughts should change. They've gone through developmental. Like, I remember when the Authors of Pain started, holy smokes, they were not ready for NXT television. Now they're very good. Some of them improve rapidly. Some of them don't improve as rapidly.
There is some of your listenership that would absolutely love for you guys to go back and do a Brian and Vinny review on a Brian and Vinny show where you review something.
I think about it.
Actually, do that one. If you're going to do that, do it for the holiday season and do the one where you guys did the Urban Wrestling Federation.
Oh, hey, speaking of the holiday season, everybody, wait till you see what we got planned for the Christmas show this year.
Oh,
yeah.
Literally,
it's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. By the way, tonight on the Brian and Vinny show, Granny will be joining us. She's got some sort of wacky contest or whatever. And then Vinny and I will review NXT, the go-home show for TakeOver, where they're doing the match to determine if the heels or the babyfaces get the man advantage in the War Games. Three guesses on that one. And also, the AWA Team Challenge Series pilot. I can't wait. Coming up tonight on the show, check it out, WrestlingObserver.com. Three shows a day for subscribers, everybody. Don't miss out. We're out of here. Thanks, Mike, as always, callers and listeners. Talk to you tomorrow, Wrestling Observer Live.